2756, Laura L. Turner Cox and Howard Cox seek variances from the front yard and side yard setback requirements for existing structures. Sections 115-25, 115-182, and 115-183 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the northwest side of Newcastle Road within the Indian River Acre subdivision. The 911 address is 30207 Newcastle Road in Dagsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 134, MAP 7, parcel 41. The applicant is seeking a 17-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for an existing dwelling, a 26.5-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for existing steps, a 2.5-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing carport. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return.
Good evening. Mackenzie Pete, I am an attorney with Baird Mendalis Brockstead. Bear with me this evening. I have a cold, and I may have a coughing fit, and I apologize in advance if that happens. I'm here on behalf of Laura Turner Cox and Howard Cox, applicants and co-owners of the property identified as 30207 Newcastle Road in Dagsboro, Delaware. Laura and Howard are both present this evening, should the board have any questions. The lots are also identified, as Ms. Norwood just stated, as lots 1 and 2 in Indian River Acres. And importantly, this is a subdivision that was created before the enactment of the zoning ordinance. And the applicant specifically seeking variance for the purpose of re-subdividing this double lot to its original condition as two separate lots for the purpose of developing a single-family home on Lot 2. So the applicants presently share this home with their sister that lives there full-time, and this is where all the family comes for when they come to the beach. So they're looking to have a house built, obviously within the requirements of the code, on Lot 2, but we cannot subdivide the property without seeking these variances for the existing structure that has been there since 1966. So the first variance, as stated, is from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement in the amount of 17 feet for an existing dwelling located 13 feet from the front property line. Then the second is also from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement, and you'll see all of this specifically noted in the boundary survey. I'll go through the exhibits with you. And that's in the amount of 26.5 feet for stairs that are located 3.5 feet from the property line. And you'll see that, obviously, that there's a cul-de-sac at the end, and the property's very much so shifted and was placed in the front setback. And then finally, the third and final variance request is from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement, because this is subject to the small lots ordinance, in the amount of 2.5 feet for an existing dwelling, carport, and the shower that's located there in the side property line. So the existing property, as stated, consists of a one-story, single-family dwelling that was constructed in 1966, according to the property information sheet. And that home is primarily located on Lot 1. And there is a shed that's located on Lot 2 that would need to be moved. And we do understand we have to time, subject to potential approval of these variances, that we'd have to time the removal of that shed from the lot, because there's a restriction against actually having an accessory structure on a lot without a primary dwelling for more than 6 months. The applicant submitted with its application exhibits A through D. So A includes a property information sheet and deed of record confirming that Laura Turner Cox, Howard Cox, and Allison Turner Himes, and Ellen Turner are all co-owners of the property. There's also, I'm not sure if we could pull this up, but there's a subdivision plan for Indian River Acres, and it may be in front of you. I highlighted Lot 1 and 2 to show you that they were two separate lots historically when the subdivision was actually created. There's also a setback information request form that was completed by one of the planners that confirmed that the lots were created per that plan in Plot Book 3, page 27, that I just referenced, and that the lots are subject to the small lots ordinance, so the rear and side yard setbacks are 5 feet, not the standard setbacks required in AR1. So exhibit B, thank you. There we go. Specifically, there is the subdivision plat that shows the two lots that previously existed as separate lots. We think at some, obviously some point in time, they were combined and then this house was constructed. So Exhibit B is a boundary survey and location survey prepared by Delaware Surveying Services that shows the existing one-story dwelling located on Lot 1 in addition to the proposed subdivision line and then building envelope on Lot 2. You'll see that there. Thank you. And then Exhibit C, this we can keep it on this page. Exhibit C includes aerial maps of the property, an image of the existing home, and Sussex County aerial maps, and then finally some relevant sections of the code as well. So Section 115-209 of the code, as you know, authorizes this board to hear and decide variances. And Section 115 provides specific criteria for those variances that shall only be authorized if the board finds that all of those criteria are met. So I'll address the criteria for each variance collectively rather than individually, as the same facts support each variance request. And my presentation would otherwise be redundant with the understanding that the board will vote on each variance request separately. So in terms of uniqueness, the property consists, as I stated, of lots 1 and 2 in the subdivision known as Indian River Acres. And it's the applicant's understanding that the lots were combined at some point prior to their family's purchase of the combined parcel. And this subdivision was approved in 1960, predating the zoning ordinance. Another unique factor is that as a result of the subdivision predating the zoning ordinance, each lot is considered to be legally non-conforming lot constructed in the front yard and side yard setback. The property, as I stated previously, is also located on a cul-de-sac, so you'll see that further limits the front yard as the cul-de-sac encroaches into what would be their front yard. And the existing conditions create an exceptional practical difficulty for the applicant to re-subdivide their double lot for the purpose of constructing a single-family dwelling that would be in kind with other homes in the community on Lot 2. The property cannot be developed in strict conformity with the provisions of the code for reasons stated. Variance from the front yard setback and side yard setback are necessary to re-subdivide the property and also enable the reasonable use of Lot 1 and 2. As I stated, the applicant purchased the combined lot with the existing dwelling in its present location, so they did not create this issue. And the subdivision obviously predated the zoning ordinance, which creates a conundrum and a number of issues with the present structure. The property is located in the agricultural residential district in a community with existing dwellings located in the setbacks and lots that do not meet the minimum requirements, as the subdivision was approved in 1960 and before the code was enacted. And the variances requested are the minimum variances that will afford relief. This is an existing structure, and we're really just seeking compliance and variances to be granted so that they can subdivide the property, as I've stated multiple times now, and develop a house in conformity with the code on Lot 2. I'll entertain any questions that you have. I know you may have some, and conclude my presentation there.
Questions? Is the cul-de-sac built now?
The cul-de-sac is there. Mm-hmm. We can go back to the aerial image, although the aerial image on the county doesn't necessarily do it justice. And I don't think any of the pictures necessarily do either, but the cul-de-sac is existing. I guess there is, you can see on the, maybe we can go back just to the map specifically, just so that you can see. It is existing though, to answer your question. And then the front of the house and stairs are right there, as you can see on this survey plan.
Does that area flood any?
Not to my knowledge. I can have my client come up and answer the question momentarily. Are there any other questions? I can have Laura Cox come up if you'd like.
One question, sorry.
Oh, you're fine.
The currently, mm-hmm. it doesn't currently, the small lot ordinance doesn't currently apply to it, right?
It does actually to Lot 1 and 2 technically. So it's just that it's one parcel, but it's actually two lots. That was how we were, that's how the setback form.
I'm not sure I agree with that.
Okay.
The small lot ordinance says it applies to any existing approved lot. that's under 10,000 square feet. So if this is re-subdivided, because it currently doesn't exist as, you know, lot two doesn't currently exist.
Well, it's two lots on the subdivision plan. It's one parcel.
And so according. But it was combined.
But it would still be one parcel and two lots.
I understand. Mm-hmm. I understand the argument.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, and I don't know, and this is going to ask Ms. Moore, have staff encountered this where there's been a re-subdivision and the small lot ordinance? How has that been applied?
We've been applying it.
You've been applying it? Okay.
I will note, too, just in the initial exhibit, it says setbacks above our principal setbacks for the parcel that contains both lots, one and two, which is why we proceeded in that way and believe that it applied. And I did speak with Ms. Norwood as well as Chase Phillips with respect to that.
Mr. Sharp?
I'll talk to staff about that. Bye. I did have one question,
because
sure. We do have to have your client affirm your
yes.
statements. So
I will turn it over to you, Mr. Sharp.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Laura Cox, 30207 Newcastle Road, Dinesboro, 19939.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And is it your position that if this was to be re-subdivided, that you'd be able to build a home on that other lot?
Yes.
Okay. And is there well and septic in this area? I can't remember if I heard that or not. Or is it on public utilities?
There is well. There's septic, but it's been approved. They're going to bring in the county's going to bring in regular.
All right. Is the septic currently behind the house towards the lagoon?
Yes.
So that push it, is that one of the reasons probably closer to the front yard?
Yeah. And when we first bought the house, the road was actually straight, and then they paved it. Mm-hmm. So then that's when they made the cul-de-sac that kind of made it even smaller to the front.
I know there was one question about flooding from Chairman Corman as well.
Normally, no. If there's like a nor'easter or something, then we will get some flooding.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. When did they, I'm familiar with this area, when did they create that cul-de-sac? When did that happen?
It's been quite a few years ago. I'd say at least 15 years ago, because we bought the house in 98, and it was just it just had rocks on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So then we got it paved, and when they did that, then they made the cul-de-sac, which made it even closer to the stairs that are in the front.
Gotcha, so the house was there. And then that was created,
mm-hmm.
is what you're saying.
Yeah, which made it even closer.
If you were to build a home, would you be able to build it within the building
yes.
restrictions?
Yes.
So
they've
yeah,
there's been a couple houses recently that they have built in there on the same size lots.
It is an older like, I guess you'd call it a development. This
yes.
is off West Beach, correct?
West Beach.
Not West Beach, one down.
Yes, West Beach is to the east.
Yeah. Bowling Point, you take that right. It's mm-hmm. all the way back there.
Yes,
that
that's
road.
Where it is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have noticed that there's some newer stuff going back there. so it would fit within character of the neighborhood?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you know how large of a home you would be able to build to stay within the setbacks on that lot?
No, I don't have that. I know they just built one up at the corner, and it is huge. It does not look like it should be there, but they have built a large one. But
and
no,
which
we
is
have
not your
at,
intention.
No.
Yes.
So we were looking at something that was very skinny, so then it would give us more space on the outside. So, because, you know, the water's in the back, and, you know, we want to have some space outside, not just a huge house with no outdoor space.
Are there any other questions?
So, the existing carport, is that what is shown in that one picture? I mean, it looks like it's just part of the house. Is that what we're talking about, or is it like a separate
No, it is, yeah. It does blend with the house actually very well, but that is a separate structure technically, so we listed all of the structures that are there in the side yard setback.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And they are labeled on the survey, just to show you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12756 for Laura Turner and Howard Cox?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Sorry, I missed your last name there. Any further questions?
I do have one.
Mr. Williamson?
If she could come up, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
To build, would you need to go, is that a homeowners association? Is that an association?
There is an association.
You would have to go through all that with them and have that approved from mm-hmm. them before anything?
Yes.
Okay, all right. That's all I wanted to
okay.
know. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Anything else? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case number 12756 for Laura L. Turner Cox and Howard Cox and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12756 for Laura Turner Cox and Howard Cox. We can do all the variances in one motion, right?
Yep.
For all of the requested variances, pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. The property's unique physical conditions due to the history of the property and the cul-de-sac. Due to such physical conditions, there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity and is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too. So you vote 5-0, your case is approved.
Thank you.